580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. It's 6:30. Wearing a political button or attending a political rally is okay for University of Illinois faculty and employees, as long as they do it off-duty and away from their specific workplace. That's the word from U of I President Joseph White in a memo emailed to faculty, staff, and students yesterday. White was responding to criticism of a newsletter from the University Ethics Office, which placed limits on political activities for campus employees under the state's ethics law. Dan Colson is a graduate employee who helped organize a Barack Obama rally on campus last week in defiance of the Ethics Office statement. He says the memo from President White repudiates last week's directive.
We're pleased. I think we're pleased to see Joseph White recognizing the importance of free speech on the university campus and a willingness to assert students, graduate students, and faculty's right to express that free speech on campus.
White passed along guidelines from an attorney for the ACLU, which he says he agrees with. They allow university employees to attend political rallies while off-duty and wear political buttons while off-duty and away from their workplace, noting that many parts of campus are not workplaces. They also allow employees to display partisan bumper stickers on their cars. White says the newsletter item from the ethics office last week was not intended as a university policy statement. Longtime Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is up for re-election this year. His Republican opponent is political novice physician Steve Sauerberg. The two sparred last night over the economy in their first debate broadcast in Chicago on television. Tony Arnold has more.
The debate started off cordially enough with, what else, the economy. Durbin, the second most powerful U.S. senator, talked about a meeting he had with top financial leaders in the country.
They told us 3 weeks ago, if we don't act and act quickly, the American economy can melt down and the global economy will melt down as well. I mean, those were words which brought a silence across the room.
Durbin says a financial rescue plan recently passed by Congress was approved out of necessity, and doing nothing wasn't an option. His opponent, Sauerberg, criticized Durbin for supporting the bill.
It got stuffed full of earmarks or pork, and I really hate to see that.
Sauerberg says he thinks there should have been a cut in corporate taxes in the final version of the bailout bill. Three other candidates are also running for the U.S. Senate seat, but did not participate in the debate. I'm Tony Arnold.
And AM 580 will air the Durbin-Sauerberg debate tonight at 6:30. A union representing prison workers is challenging the transfer of about 100 inmates from Pontiac Correctional Center to other facilities. Ask Me says it's a sneaky attempt by the Blagojevich administration to start closing Pontiac, a move the union is fighting in court. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Ask Me already filed a lawsuit in an attempt to stop Governor Rod Blagojevich from shutting down Pontiac. That case is pending. But Ask Me spokesman Anders Lindahl says its members have been told 50 prisoners this week will be moved from Pontiac to East Moline and another 50 next week to Taylorville. Both are lower security prisons than Pontiac. Lindahl says Ask Me sees the move as the administration's first step to closing Pontiac, and he says it's a dangerous one.
Most of Pontiac's inmates are maximum security, and not only that, they're some of the most violent and dangerous maximum security inmates in the whole system.
A spokesman for the Department of Corrections says moving inmates is common, but he says the agency never discloses when and where because of security reasons. DOC has scheduled Pontiac to begin closing next year as part of its effort to fully open the Thompson facility in northwestern Illinois. The department this week has begun recruiting Quad Cities residents to work at Thompson. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Urbana City Council has voted to name an old house on West Elm Street a historic landmark and protect it from the wrecking ball. The owner, Julian Gorski, had agreed to sell the 119-year-old Queen Anne-style house to JSM Management, which wants to tear it down to make room for a new apartment building. Ilona Makovsky, filed for landmark status for the house built by Urbana businessman and postmaster Frank Bills. She told council members that old homes in the neighborhood just west of downtown Urbana need to be preserved.
Elm and Green Street basically in the last two or three decades have been very slowly, building by building, bled to death, and there are very few buildings still standing. We would like to save those.
The vote to preserve the Bills House was a 4-2 vote with one present. Five votes were needed for approval. The mayor ruled that Alderman Dennis Roberts' present vote counted as the fifth vote because there was no conflict of interest declared. Roberts said later he had originally thought a conflict existed but decided to vote present even after being told otherwise. He said he was surprised by one yes vote, calling it a pleasant surprise. Meanwhile, a preservation group says it wants to buy the house from Gorski and restore it. Carolyn Baxley, the not-for-profit Urbana Development Group, says they've reached agreement on a price, but first Gorski would have to get out of his agreement to sell the property to JSM. Our next report is at 7:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at the weather on the anniversary, the 150th anniversary, of the fifth debate between Abraham Lincoln and Stephen Douglas. This one took place in Galesburg.
I was going to ask you where, but you gave the answer there, yep. Galesburg.
And we have some rain in the forecast today, maybe moving in late this morning and continuing through the night and tomorrow morning and then clearing up for the rest of the week. Is that what it looks like?
Yeah, I guess that pretty much sums it up.
Well, you're dismissed.
I had to listen there and think, okay, this, yeah.
We're done.
All right.
But people are...
We could talk about debates then.